Adam Rabinowitz of the University of Georgia, an economist, told the Peanut Pine Point Association last week that farmers need to realize the elimination of generic base means planted acres are fully decoupled from Title I of the commodity program. Therefore, growers need to plant for the market, not worry about a check that'll come in later. And it is more important than ever that growers know the cost of production on their peanuts and their cotton. Adam showed charts on the average cost and average return. His chart showed that about a $400 ton peanut, which is being offered now on the contracts on irrigated land, would equate to about a 70 cents per pound cotton. So farmers have to consider that in deciding on what to plant. He said he expected the acreage to be down slightly depending on other crop prices, and the elimination of the generic base is also needed for rotation purposes. And he said he believes that demand will continue to be strong for peanuts and the carry forward will keep prices down. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.